From the United America Network, this is Varsity Vibes, your roundup of prep sports action and the voices from prep athletics all across Riverside County with Luke Lamont. Now, here's Luke.
Another week and another new sport underway in the winter season. For most, it's back to the gridiron for this one, but let's just say the lines and rules are much different. Soccer is underway in Riverside County. This will be similar to how we introduced basketball this year, starting with high divisions, then the teams that made it far and how all of them are doing in this 2025-26 season for the boys and girls squads. For the girls brackets, we start at the top with Division 1. We had three teams make it to the highest tournament. Roosevelt, Great Oak, and Murrieta Valley all in that top bracket. Roosevelt and Great Oak matched up in their first round in a quite the exciting yet a bit offensively lacking game. The Mustangs galloped past the Wolfpack 4-3 in a shootout after going scoreless in regulation. Roosevelt was 16-4-7 on the year, and Great Oak was 15-6-2. That third column for the numbers is ties for those of you unfamiliar. The Mustangs would lose their next game to end their playoff run in Division 1. Murrieta Valley, an 11-5-1 team, lost their opening round game 2-0, so the three teams not making much postseason noise as they aim to do so this coming year. Roosevelt currently sits at 4-1-1, a solid start for their campaign to reach the D1 bracket again. Great Oak finds themselves 1-1 with a 1-0 win and a 0-1 loss. Too early to tell for the Wolfpack. Lastly, Murrieta Valley has been on fire to start the year, scoring 25 goals in just four games, a ridiculous amount, while only allowing two total goals. Great offense, perfect defense. Their season has started with an 8-0 win, a 7-0 win, and a 3-0 shutout run before their next win was 5-2. Great start for the Nighthawks. In Division 2, Vista Murrieta was the lone team in the bracket for Riverside County. The 10-5-2 Broncos fell in their opening round matchup to end a quick trip to the postseason. This year, the team is 0-1 after a loss to Ucaipa 1-0. Still too early to tell how their season will turn out. Division 3 saw competition from San Jacinto, Norco, and Valley View. Norco and San Jacinto finished 13-6-4 and 11-3-4 respectively, but both fell in round one play. Valley View made a nice run, however, to the quarterfinals before falling short 3-1 to Buena in that round, ending a 15-2-4 season. Pretty solid year. We'll talk about them in the girls' squads later. This year, San Jacinto is off to a slow start. 2-2-5. Plenty of work to do for them. Norco is still a perfect team so far at 5-0 with a 22-1 goal differential. Another one, that fantastic offense, perfect defense to start the year. And they're on a four-game shutout streak that included a 13-0 win. Valley View is 2-2 and 500 on the year, with two of those losses being to Santiago and Murrieta Valley, some of the best teams in Riverside County. In the open division, the top team for girls soccer in the county, the Santiago Sharks, made it all the way to the open bracket pool play finals before falling to Santa Margarita, finishing ranked third in the state with a 24-3-2 record and winning the Big 8 League. Fantastic season from the Sharks. Now, there is a CIF champion in the county that reigned over all others last year, and that was the Temecula Prep Patriots, capturing the Division 8 Mountain with their title win, capping off a 15-9-2 season, before losing in the regional semifinals in the state tournament. The impressive title was won with a 5-1 victory over South El Monte. This year, the Patriots are 3-1 and fresh off a 10-0 win in their last game. Look out for Temecula Prep come playoff time. I'm sure we're going to hear more about them down the road in this season. Now we're going to take a look at the boys' side of the game after covering some of the girl teams. In Division 1, they were represented by Vista Murrieta and Corona. Unfortunately, both fell 3-2 in their opening match of the playoffs and were sent home. The 17-4-3 Broncos are going to do their best to get back to that Division 1 table and take what they left on it last year. The reigning Southwestern champs are 3-3 this year and are going to have to turn it around in the second half of the season, similar to their run last year. Meanwhile, the Panthers of Corona, 17-3-4, and the Big 8 champs now sit at 4-0, a perfect start for them. Both teams had very similar seasons last year, almost identical. Some top Riverside teams, almost identical for some top Riverside teams, but this year, a bit of a different track. Looking into Division 2, Riverside had a whole bunch of representation. They had Pauley, Great Oak, Santiago, and Shadow Hills eliminated in that first round. Norco bounced in round 2, and Valley View, talked about them a little bit earlier for the girls' teams, their boys' soccer team, went on a semifinals run. Valley View is going to be another team to put on title watch this year, as they are now 4-1 on this new season, picking up right where they left off as one of Riverside's best. In Division 3, San Jacinto was the lone team from Riverside moving down the ladder of the divisions. The Tigers were 13-7-3 last year and the Mountain Pass champions. They had their season cut a bit short, however, as a first-round exit, and they have unfortunately let that snowball into a 2-7-1 record on the year now, and they're going to need a near-perfect outing in league for yet another year in order to make the playoffs, as they already have matched their loss total of 2024-25. Riverside did have a championship runner-up, no champions for the boys, but a championship runner-up out in Thermal, California with the Desert Mirage Rams, making a great run in the Division 5 bracket after a 14-8-4 season. The Rams are now at 7-1-2 and a hot start, carrying all that playoff momentum into this year from the year prior. Definitely a team to watch out for in those lower divisions. Desert Mirage, fantastic start. Another team to note is semifinalist Hillcrest, the Trojans, in Division 6, who are off to a very solid start, 6-2 to start the new year after a good run last season. Very excited to kick things off on the soccer fields this year. We will be bouncing from the basketball gyms and sliding out to the soccer pitch all throughout the winter here on Varsity Vibes. Coming up next week, we'll have some updates from soccer and basketball, and a little bit of an intro to water polo all across Riverside County. The 2025 winter season officially underway, and 3 new sports are here to cover. That's a wrap for this week's look at Riverside County Prep Sports, where from the desert to the mountains and from the pass to the valleys, our student athletes bring their best every game, every day. Join us next week as we shine the spotlight on more hometown heroes from across all 23 school districts, right here where the pride of Riverside County plays on. Thanks for joining us on Varsity Vibes on the United America Network.
Varsity Vibes with Luke Lamont is presented by the United America Network. Based in Riverside County, California, UAN is your home team for respecting the American way and countering the spread of misinformation. This is what democracy sounds and looks like.